Good morning. That large and dominating ridge of high pressure that controlled our weather through the holiday weekend and into early this week is finally starting to break down. It'll be a slow process, however, and a cold front associated with a trough north of the Great Lakes is heading in our direction. That front did touch off a couple of passing showers and thunderstorms in the increased heat and humidity yesterday. And I think we'll have the same setup today with the front well up to the north and west. We'll see hazy sun, high humidity, and temperatures in the lower 90s with the outside chance at a few passing showers or thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavy downpours. The front will make progress toward us tonight. Clouds will dominate, and it'll be warm and muggy again in the 60s to around 70, and we still run the risk at a shower or thunderstorm. That front will be overhead during the day tomorrow and slide through New England by evening. It'll be the focus for more numerous showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours. Temperatures will be down with the extensive cloud cover and mainly in the 70s for afternoon highs. Showers with heavy downpours will linger into Thursday night, and even a shower left over on Friday morning as the front clears the East Coast. We'll go back to sunshine from west to east during the day on Friday with lower humidity and highs in the middle to upper 70s. High pressure will briefly dominate into the weekend, keeping it mostly dry on Saturday. Sunshine will give way to clouds, though, as another wave of low pressure approaches, and highs will be in the upper 70s. This will lead to a good chance of showers for the second half of the weekend on Sunday, and the shower risk will last into the day on Monday, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. We'll go back to sunshine and comfortable temperatures in the middle to upper 70s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Grace, located about 945 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. Grace is moving toward the west near 17 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue over the next 48 hours. Maximum sustained winds are near 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. Grace is expected to become a remnant low or an open wave in the next couple of days. And advisories have been initiated on newly formed Tropical Depression 8, located 220 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. The depression is stationary, but it is expected to begin moving northward later today. Maximum sustained winds remain near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the depression could become a tropical storm later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 10 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 55 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and light snow and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 74 degrees, the dew point 65, 74% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 94 degrees, a new record. The old record, 93, was set back in 1945. The low yesterday, 69. The average temperature, 82. That's 17 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 65 hundredths of an inch for the month and 23.79 inches for the year, which is 3.16 inches of precipitation below average. There were 17 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 90, and for the season 838. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 94 set in 1959, and the record low 36 in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening 7:16 p.m., 12 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid 90s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms, also areas of fog and lows in the upper 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun and clouds with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm today, hot and humid with highs near 90. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today with the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the middle to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, hot and humid with highs in the lower 90s and the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with areas of fog and the risk for a shower or storm and lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, especially south of I-90 and east of the Hudson River, highs in the 70s. A shower Friday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity in the afternoon, middle to upper 70s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Saturday in the upper 70s. A good chance of showers Sunday and Monday in the lower to mid 70s and mostly sunny in the middle to upper 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.